This is the third Sunday in Lent, and as we said from the beginning, each Sunday during Lent, we think about two journeys. The first journey, which is always in the first reading, is the journey of humanity from its creation to its encounter with the Messiah. The second reading, or the Gospel, rather, the Gospel is the story of the 3 years of Jesus' public ministry, from his baptism to Palm Sunday. So the first reading is a reading about a woman at a well in Samaria. And what's very strange about this reading is that Jesus is in Samaria. Jesus is Jewish. And most Jews would not go into Samaria because they had a profound dislike for the Samaritans. Why? Well, the Jewish people knew that Samaritans were originally part of the 10 tribes of Israel, but they were invaded by Assyria, and they intermarried with the Gentiles, and in doing so, they became a different religion. They were part Jewish and part Gentile. So Jewish people didn't mingle with them, but Jesus goes to this town, and he's at this well, and it's noontime, and there's a Samaritan woman there, and he finds out that she had five husbands and is now with the man who is not her husband. So in other words, Jesus really shouldn't be there at that well as a Jewish man, because it's inappropriate for a single man to be there with a woman, lone woman. It's inappropriate for a Jew to be there with a Samaritan. It's inappropriate for him to be there with a woman with a reputation. So nothing in this scene seems to really fit properly into that world that Jesus lived in. But Jesus is there, and he asks this woman for a cup of water. And she knows that this is strange, because she says to him, "Why would you ask me? Why would you, a Jew, even talk to me, let alone ask me for water?" And she gives him the water anyhow. She has something good in her. She gives him the water. And Jesus says to her, "I ask that because I would like to give you a cup of water, living water." And she doesn't quite know what that is. But then he explains, he said, "This living water will give you eternal life." And that absolutely mystifies her. She can't comprehend that. But that's what Jesus said. And she said, "Well, I would like that kind of water." And so Jesus says to her, "I give it to you." And she says, "You're special. You must be a prophet." And she says, "I'm not Jewish, but I do believe that there is someday a Messiah coming." And Jesus says, "I am he." This is the first time Jesus tells anyone in the Gospel of John that he's the Messiah. And it's to this sinful Samaritan woman. Totally inappropriate. But for some reason, Jesus picks her. And he gives her the gift of the cup of water. So that's in the Gospel. And the first reading, which is Moses in the desert, foreshadows this event when the people are thirsting in the desert for water. And Moses says to God, "They're going to stone me to death if I don't get them water. Where am I going to get water?" And God says to Moses, "Crack the rock open and water will flow from the rock." And that happens, and that can happen. Rocks can contain, absorb water. And that's what happens. But do you see the connection? Jesus opens the heart of this woman as Moses opened the rock. And water flowed out of the rock for Moses. Out of the heart of the woman flowed grace. And she was given eternal life. The psalm was very beautiful that we sang. "Do not let your hearts be hardened. Do not let them become like stone." Why? Because if you let your heart be hardened like stone, you will never enable the grace that's in your heart to flow out like water and to satisfy the needs of the world around you. You must open your heart, let that grace that God has built into you flow out and make all around you life-giving. You are the center, your heart is the center of grace. And this woman is a foreshadowing of the early church. The early church was half Jewish and half Gentile. The early church was made up of many sinful people who repented and changed. And the early church was made up of many people who, after they were converted, opened themselves up and gave to this world divine grace, the presence of Jesus, in word and in deed. And 2,000 years later, we're in the same situation. Each of us have hearts filled with grace, and now it's our turn to open those hearts and share the grace. Give water to the thirsty. Give living water to the thirsty. Give life to all those around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.